Now, are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then we'll begin.
Hello, I'm Bill Lawrence, and welcome to My TARDIS, my significant music album which resonated at a substantial moment in my life and, as I saw it, a key time in the world around me. The album I'm going to play, in its entirety, track by track, is from 2004 and is The Libertines' second album, simply called The Libertines. In the late 1990s, in the East London squat scene, two troubadours and dreamers, Peter Doherty and Carl Barrett, met and bonded over music and a common romanticism. They resolved to form a band with a name that reflected their attitude. A libertine is someone who is unrestrained by convention or morality, and so the Libertines were born. And I simply love this, their second and for many years their final album, overflowing with exuberant, dysfunctional, cockney charm. It's an exhilarating rock record, and it taps into the very core of what it is to be a youthful British vagabond. And it begins with this, the charming first song and the album's first single, Can't Stand Me Now.
For the start, you twist and tore our love apart. Your life fingers through the dark, shattered the lamp into darkness. It cast us all. No, you've got it the wrong way round. You shut me up and blamed it on the brown. Cornered the boy, kicked out of the world. The world kicked back, and I fucking hard at all. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do.
That first track explains why singer Pete Doherty was deposed from the band. You twisted and tore our love apart, your light fingers through the dark, shattered the lamp into darkness, they cast us all, sings Carl Barrett. No, you've got it the wrong way round, you shut me up and blamed it on the brown, replies Pete Doherty. The drummer's already getting serious. the betrayal of friendship and the drug addiction, two tropes that fly throughout the next 13 tracks that make compelling listening. And how I loved this high-order rock album back then in 2004. I was getting past 40. Three young children, a mortgage, a marriage, a kitchen extension, and a man always promising to refit my bathroom. That was serious enough. Moving up the cold steel rungs of middle management in my career was making me feel scarily serious as well. And old, and ever distant from the joyful irresponsibility of my 20s and 30s. So, what better way to dismiss any impending midlife crisis blues than to listen to this album of songs about youthful optimism, tortured poetry, and of course, the courting of lovely ladies. So here's the second track, The Last Post on the Bugle. Get ready for its punky assault with some great and strong guitar wall of sound in conflict with Doherty's lackadaisical, rather poor vocal delivery. It's the yin and yang, the sweet and the sour, the strong and the weak that stretches throughout the album. And in 2004, I had rather a lot of contrasts of my own going on. So it's 2004, and in my life, I've got a lot of my own dramas going on. Three daughters at various stages of primary school, a full-time job that's wearing me out, not just because of its daily 70-mile round-trip commute along that ever-busy A12. There's a homemade chicken coop under constant reconstruction, a dog that's eating the very fabric of the kitchen at night, and a bank balance that seems always to be the wrong side of zero. And I've just turned 40, so there's all that grown-up business going on. And I'm loving being a parent, though, to be honest, it was really easy. But that's nothing to the dramatic soap opera of the trouble band, the Libertines, who are playing to the greedy tabloid gallery on an almost daily basis, with a busy schedule of drug addictions, burglaries, fighting, fallouts, makeups. And the Libertines released this, their second album, reminding me of what made them so special in the first place. And it wasn't their activities out of the recording studio. As I often sat unmoving in another A12 traffic jam chaos, I listened to this repeatedly, contemplating my own life for the first time in a long time, and finding it more difficult than I expected, and perhaps needed. This is track 3. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. Don't be shy. For if you are shy for tomorrow, you'll be shy for 1,000 days. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't let the tide of your soul drown your nights and flood your days. But still, it's better to be shy than to be drunk when all green is always got to get in the way. Don't be coy with me, I'm too clever to follow you down into the dark and stormy weather. Black and white now, so what's your pleasure? Swallow your pride, but please don't be shy. Don't be shy. Shy for tomorrow, you'll be shy for 1,000 days. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, now's your time to shine. Dance, let me hear your song. Or you may wake up one day in the last chance saloon to find your last chance. Spill and come, don't be shy. Don't be shy. But if you are shy for tomorrow, you'll be shy for 1,000 days. Hey, 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 hey.
That was track 3, Don't Be Shy, a rowdy, balls-to-the-wall, middle-finger-up kind of song. Doherty sings it like, just like I felt on that general election night on the 1st of May 1997, with its Portillo moments that spat out the Tory government that had ruled for my entire adult life, and we collectively embraced our newly chosen New Labour Prime Minister, Tony Blair, and his wife Cherie, walking into Downing Street as dawn broke. It's a raucous, staggering, incoherent song that to me in 2004 matched just how that great New Labour experiment with its wealth of gorgeously plumb possibilities was now unravelling fast. But I still clung on to that night 7 years earlier in 1997, a night of national hope and happiness. It seemed that everyone was smiling for days afterwards. Blair told us that it was more than just a new dawn. It was indeed a brave new world. And, you know, I believed him. I really did. I didn't want to think it would be anything else. Things could only get better. Or so they would have us believe.
I've been told if you want to make it in this game, gotta have the luck, you gotta have the look to make up. I'd quite like to make it through the night. My heart beats slow, fast, don't feel right. But slides of hand, I might die. What about you over there? Well, do you think I care? Well, I know, you know, I know, you know, I know. And to the man who would be king, I would say only one thing. And to the man who would be king, I would say only one thing. La 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 la. dream today, and I lived it yesterday, and I have lived it tomorrow. I don't look at me that way when I hear the words you say, but my heart is gone astray when you watch friendship slip away. But there's a death that's not to be that way. I lived my dreams today, I lived it yesterday, and I'll be living yours tomorrow. Anything else to say? I lived my dream today, I lived it yesterday, and I'll be living yours tomorrow. So don't look at me that way. What's about you, Nancy, my dear? What's about you, Nancy, my dear? What's about you, Nancy, my dear? What will you do when she comes here? Oh, if she'll kill me, then the one will kill me. And to the man who would be king, I will say only one thing. And to the man who would be king, I will say only one thing. La 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 la.
Red button. Filling our big sack of conversation with dripping lumps of lovely chat.
You just heard track 4, The Man Who Would Be King. One of my favourites from my 2004 TARDIS album, The Libertines by The Libertines. Oh, that was a sprawling sea shanty, and to me it exemplifies the lack of stylistic allegiance in this album. Lightning riffs and hollow spaces, all la-la-las. In 2004, I was feeling a bit stylistically unallied myself. I hadn't done the training for being a husband and a dad and a homeowner and someone with a proper and serious job. Or at least what advice I'd found wasn't always helping. Keeping all those plates spinning, all those balls from falling on the ground, sometimes it was very daunting, and I wasn't always very successful. Mistakes, well, they were being made and frequently by me. Though for the time being, it would have to do. It had to. There didn't seem to be much choice. So let's listen to track 5, Music When the Lights Go Out. And what a beautiful and gentle song this is, even if it does have what can be fairly called a shambolic ending.
Is it cruel or kind not to speak my mind and to lie to you rather than hurt you? Well, I'll confess a lot of my sins after several large gins, but still I'll hide from you, hide what's inside from you. And the alarm bells ring when you say your heart still sings when you're with me. Oh, won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Oh no. And all the memories of the pubs and the clubs and the drugs and the tubs we shared together stay with me forever. But all the highs and the lows and the twos and the fours, they left me dizzy. Oh, won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Oh no. Well, I no longer hear the music when the lights go out. Love goes cold and shades of doubt. The strange light in my mind, it's all too clear. Music when the lights come on. The girl I thought I knew is gone. With her my heart it disappears. Well, I no longer hear the music. together. I thought they'd fly forever, but all the highs and the lows and the twos and the flows, they left me dizzy. Won't you forgive me? I no longer hear the music.
...2004 seemed to have defining moments quite regularly. I was aware of so much going on, even if for much of it I was an overtired observer. Then the internet was an occasional dial-up experience, and social media, well, at least for me and everyone in my small world, was an untroubling and distant land. I had dabbled with burning or copying music from internet sites onto CDs, and felt daunted yet overjoyed by the sunlit mountains of possibilities that were now coming into view. My daily commute was moving away from listening to the car radio to enjoying the increasing stack of boxless, shiny CDs, their contents denoted by my Sharpie pen scribbles. Napster and LimeWire were my early adventure lands here. Usual music platforms were under threat, copyright infringement and piracy uncontrolled and seemingly uncontrollable. Consumers like me, well, for us it was a time of opportunity, not threat. Though the stability of Dropbox, WeTransfer, iTunes and all our cloud-based sharing, well, it was still unimagined. I was extending my music collection as file sharing with strangers became an odyssey of unreliable delight undertaken in my own home and no longer at the record store. I was aging, yet the new technology was allowing me to feel young again, just when it mattered. And this next track from The Libertines by The Libertines, track number 6, Narcissist, was warning me, if you care too much about it, the aging process will just devastate you, which just a few years later, perhaps it did. But that's another story. This story is about the start of any crisis, not the end. So here is Carl Barrett's led Chaz and Dave on Amphetamine's existential warning with its chorus, wouldn't it be great to be Dorian Gray, just for a day, just for a day.
Especially trendy in a club of cotton song. There's life after work, and it can be such fun. Let's see how you model, and magazines are on the walls. You wanna be just like them, cause they're so cool. They're just narcissists. Oh, wouldn't it be nice to be Dorian Gray? Test for a day, they're just narcissists. Oh, it's so great to be Dorian Gray. Living in a looking glass as the beauty of life goes by. You're going to be so old. You're going to grow so old. Your skin's so cold. Every time.
There's a thick sausage steak of punk sound throughout the majority of this album. Clash guitarist Mick Jones produced the album, and his influence is very clear. This next track, The Ha Ha Wall, is perhaps the highlight of the whole album for me, or at least one of the highlights, with its iconic swirling guitar riff chugging through the entirety of the runtime. With Doherty's lyrics making remarks about how music saved his life and prevented boredom in his youth, this is brief, bright, and evocative, as the world seemed to have failed in its millennium charm and appeared to be shedding its sparkles of hope. And with crisis in Iraq and seeming failure by Blair to deliver the progressive socialism that was desperately hoped for, hope was what was really needed right then.
If you get tired of just hanging around, pick up a guitar and spin a web of sound, and then you could be strung out all day with lovers and clowns. Now I find myself hanging around. It's been a long walk, we're tired and dirty. We're still not dirty enough for you, well I've been feeding. I stole a light from the dawn. Oh, let me come round on this ledge, you wish you'd never been born. Oh, tell me you can see me, or can't you see through it all? I'm empty, lost, alone, I want you to heed my call. It's been a long walk, you're so tired and dirty. Still not dirty enough for you.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Dana from Norwich says Mum here. Sorry she can't be with you, but she's been doing some voluntary work with the old gentleman in a local care home and has made a lot of friends. And as they don't get out much, Dana sells them light snacks and confectionery. Initially, they were shocked by her prices, so she offers selected discounts. There has been nothing off Mars bars, but they were delighted to see Donna's Snickers come down at a price they could afford.
That was The Ha Ha Wall. Track 7 from The Libertines by The Libertines, my 2004 TARDIS album. Not all the music on this album is as beautiful as that. The next track, Arbeit macht frei, is a 73-second punk thrash, taking its title from the sign above those gates at the Auschwitz extermination camp where millions of Jews were gassed. Ladling it on thickly, its payoff comes from a British soldier who fought the Nazis but doesn't like, as the lyrics say, blacks or queers. This was 2004. The immediate aftermath of the illegal invasion of Iraq, the introduction of sweeping new powers of detention and waterboarding torture under the new UK anti-terrorism laws, and UKIP quadrupling their number of MPs in the European Parliament with their rather far-fetched and unlikely but avowed intent that the UK should one day leave the European Union. Just saying. 2004 saw the eventual passing of what seemed to me to be an obvious and necessary law, even though it really had nothing to do with my own experience or activities, and that was the ban on fox hunting. But this seemed to divide people like no other issue, yet I really couldn't understand why. Surely an activity in which hunters on horseback follow a pack of trained dogs as they pick up a scent of a fox, chase it and then kill it, was completely wrong. The alternative and opposing arguments barely touched my sides, yet there was very strong resistance and great conflict. I remember thinking that it seemed neither side would ever be convinced of the righteousness of any of the alternative views. Democracy seemed to be running out of oxygen, like an octopus caught out of water on a greasy pole, destined to flap and flounder, its gasps slowly getting weaker, then praying for its own demise and death. And listening to the next track, Campaign of Hate, with its infectious groove stomp, I knew there could never be another such divisive binary issue to tear the nation apart like this one. It was just 12 years before that Brexit referendum.
There's a campaign of hate that's waiting at the school gates. Not for what I am aware. It must be what you wrote, what you write when you swore that you'd swear to remember why. Not to play, follow the leader. No, no. Poor kids dressing like the rich. Mugs! Rich kids dressing like they're poor. Oh my god. White kids talking like they're black. I tried it with Charlie and I spent 3 days on my back. Oh, she said, hey, I like the cut of your J.I.B. Oh, don't believe them when they say that you don't get nothing for free. It's over for the men now. There's a campaign of hate. It's waiting at the school gate. There's a campaign of hate. It's waiting at the school gates. Oh, there's a campaign of hate. It's waiting at the school gates. There's a campaign of hate. It's waiting at the school gates. Foster! There's a campaign of hate. Waiting at the school gates. There's a campaign of hate.
What I love about this album is, despite its shortcomings, it's easy to be swept up, to have a good time listening to it. It's an album laced with love, although love might not be having a good time always, which indeed felt like my life in 2004, with my life seeming to get more love, yet conversely, not always happily, as the actual nuts and bolts of survival, earning those pounds to pay those bills, often seem to stretch life's contentment a little too tightly at times. The next track, track 10, is What Katie Did, and it has a warm tenderness, an infectious and uplifting melody that shows the awareness of light and colour on this album. I love its softness, its excitable bass lines, its dizzy pop, its slightly bizarre guitar. Well, what do you think?
What you gonna do, Katie? You're a sweet, sweet girl, but it's a cruel, cruel world, cruel, cruel world. My pins are none too strong, Katie. Hurry up, Mrs. Brown, I can feel it coming down, and it won't take none too long. But since you said goodbye, the polka dots fill my eyes, and I don't know why. Sweet, sweet girl, but it's a cruel, cruel world, a cruel, cruel world. Safety pins are none too strong, Katie. They hold my life together, and I never say never, and I never say never again. But since you said goodbye, the polka dots fill my eyes, and I don't know why. Since you said goodbye, the polka dots fill my eyes, and I don't know why.
Button, where warm and hairy speech knobs rest gently in our moist conversation spoons.
So, did you enjoy that? What Katie did? Coming where it does after the punk furies of a track like Arbeit macht frei, and with its explosion of light-headed pop, well, that further confirms my love of this album's winning idiosyncratic approach. It's not perfection, not by any means, but in 2004, I had high hopes that the Libertines would reach perfection with future albums. Just like I still clung on to hope that my struggling attempts at parenting, partnering and careering could yet be honed to excellence also. And so too did I hope that the faltering attempts, as I saw them, of the government to achieve a real progressive precision, well, they could be remedied. Could the libertines, in their stripy jackets and heavy drug haze, rescue British music in the 21st century? And could New Labour rescue Tony Blair from his apparent crash and burn upon the altar of US imperialism? And could I rescue the real me that has started to get lost under the duvet of false ambitions? Too many questions. Here's track 11, Tomblands. It doesn't have any answers, but it's a witty, good time 2 minutes that throws the Good Ship Albion ashore Treasure Island, with its repeated optimistic refrain, "They're never gonna get me, no." Well, what's not to love?
In the land of the gouging, scathing sun, the bodies are a ruined land. Never an honest day's work is done, they call it the two lands.
This dancing is
no, they're never gonna get me, no. Never gonna get me, no. Never gonna get me, no. Fifteen holes in the dealer's chest. Yo ho ho, it was a mini Martel band. Some of them was a shovel of the rest. Pieces of eight in the jukebox. Oh, you know, didn't want to be the one to tell you. She was M14, society dirty, sold in little
So that was track 11, Tomblands. In 2004, I had no doubt I would survive the increasing pressures I was feeling. Not because I had a great survival plan or even survival instinct, but as my thoughts about the future increasingly diminished to just the week ahead, I didn't really consider that survival was even up for discussion. Apart from some very distant rain clouds that occasionally passed by, my life rattled on too quickly for reflection, which, in retrospect, was a great shame. Because when that storm did finally reach me years later, I was completely unprepared for its savagery, its damage, and my own inability to protect myself and those around me from its impact. More for me is the truth. There are none so blind as those who won't see. But hindsight has a well decent set of glasses, and I've made sure I've had them to hand to wear ever since. The cover of my 2004 TARDIS album, The Libertines by The Libertines, has its two frontmen, Carl Barrett and Pete Doherty, reunited on the latter's release from prison the year before. It's an astonishing image, the pair clinging to each other, sailors on a shipwreck, searching for shore. The British, and indeed global, economic shipwreck was just a few years away in 2008, and my own personal wreck was to be just a year or two after that. But it was a warning. So here's track 12, The Saga, and we're back to rough and ready chaos.
Ow! A problem becomes a problem when you lie to your friends, and you lie to the people, and you lie to yourself. I'm not too harsh to comprehend. You just pretend there isn't a problem. Cause
That song you've just heard, The Saga, was apparently inspired by a letter sent to Pete Doherty by a friend warning him of his growing drug problem. And it contains these great lines. "And the truth's too harsh to comprehend, you just pretend there isn't a problem." And was this what was happening in Tony Blair's head? And in the minds of the others who had their hands on the meaty pumps of power at that time? Weapons of mass destruction, just lies, constitutional reform of the House of Lords, coldly abandoned, Fathers for Justice, cruelly ignored. And there were other big issues, which no blame can be apportioned to, that shouted out to all of us that the new millennium wasn't all shiny teeth, wasn't all glittery happiness. There was the appalling and heart-stopping destructive tsunami which swept South and Southeast Asia on Boxing Day in 2004, devastating the lives of so many. It was the party of Chinese cockle pickers caught by the tides at night in Morecambe Bay in Lancashire, drowning 23 people. And serial murderer Dr. Harold Shipman, who took at least 250 lives, escaped justice by hanging himself in his prison cell. So to song number 13, the penultimate track, Road to Ruin. Surely not another omen. But it delights with its echoing chords and mournful false ending, and its encouraging words and then request. Trust in me. Take me by the hand. Oh, give us a chip. What a lyric.
How can we,
how can we
make you understand,
make you understand
all you can be,
all you can be
is given in your hand,
in your hand.
Oh, you won't need money. Trust in me,
trust in me.
Take me by the hand,
take me by the hand.
Oh, give us a chip,
oh, give us a chip.
Jesus drew across the sand,
Jesus drew across the sand.
You won't need money. But all the men back there, that is the drugless and fools, they drive me crazy and climb the walls. So show me the way to the school, 'cause I'm so sick of it all. Where the penny drops. Trust in me,
trust in me.
Take me by the hand,
take me by the hand.
But don't cash in your chips, just
chips.
Let's strewn across the sand,
strewn across the sand.
You won't need,
you won't need,
you won't need money. No, no, and all the pen travelers, the jugglers and fools, they drive me crazy, it's no good at all. So show me the way to the store, 'cause I'm so sick of it all. The penny drops.
Thank you.
And so, just one more song to play. In 2004, I was about to move my family to an even bigger mortgage, with a vast garden and a significantly extended flock of chickens to play with. It was a home I was to absolutely love, and it took another five or more years for my own crisis to play out against another great album. But that next great album is for my next TARDIS. But you've been listening to this TARDIS, The Libertines by The Libertines, a 2004 album obsessed with dreams and fantasy. It's a very sad album. You could say it's like listening to two people you love arguing in the next room. It can be heartbreaking and thrilling. To be honest, it's a miracle it ever happened because of Doherty's drug problems, his prison sentence, then exclusion from the band and different rehabs. Not since the Kinks and the Clash has a band sung to me so vividly about life in London. The sound and lyrics brim with character and energy and tragedy. It's challenging, touching, angry and, of course, ramshackle. These tracks you've heard show what might have been. At times, their half-assed effort produced half-assed results, never too far from triumph or disaster. And part of the fun is guessing which one will come next. Barrett saw their inconsistencies when he confessed, "It's either to the top of the world or the bottom of a canal." And Doherty remarked with some sincerity, "If Oasis is the sound of a council estate singing its heart out, then the Libertines is the sound of someone just placed in the rubbish chute at the back of the estate trying to work out what day it was." I believe that both Barrett and Doherty were spot on with their assessments. This album, I hope you will agree, is a compelling, voyeuristic listen. It's all about the songs, the strength of the tunes, and their unique vision of British life. It's almost a classic album. Now, back in 2004, the Libertines were at the forefront of the early noughties indies rock boom. Within a couple of months of the album's release, however, Doherty had been kicked out of the band for spiralling addictions. But now the Libertines are an occasional arena band with a checkered history of meltdowns, a 10-year split, and Doherty's well-documented drug problems behind them. Doherty has reportedly swapped heroin for French cheese. I think it's an extraordinary, once-in-a-lifetime album, proving the Libertines are both the stuff of revolution and aesthetic princelings amongst us music-loving proletariat. Perhaps we won't see their like again in our auto-tuned musical Brave New World. So the final track, What Became of the Likely Lads, is heartbreaking. Barrett gently chides Doherty one more time as they reflect on their shared dreams and wonder how it all went wrong. There doesn't seem to be any way back. How perfect.
Please don't get me wrong, see I forgive you in a song we'll call The Likely Lands. But if it's left to you, I know exactly what you'd do with all the dreams we had. Cause blood runs thicker, it's thicker steel, you know. It's important to you.
It's important to me.
I try to make you see, but you don't want to know.
If you pop with some along and get forgiven in a song, I'll have to touch my life. It's on the lights, through my arms, when they need it, the new songs, welcome back outside.
But blood runs thicker, oh, with thicker steel, you know. That's important to you.
It's important to me.
I tried to make you see, but you don't want to know.
Oh, what became of the likely lad? What became of the dreams we had?
Oh, what became of forever? Came up forever, no one ever knows. But please don't get me wrong, see I forgive you in a song called The Likely Lads.
all about the ones we talked about. We wrote the songs and still the dreams we had. But blood runs thicker, how we think it's deep. You know that's important to you.
It's important to me.
I try to make you see, but you don't want to know. Oh, what became of the likely light? What became of the dreams we had?
We came up forever.
I try to make you see,
you don't wanna
but
know.
You don't want to know.
Oh, what became of the likely lights? What became of the dreams we had?
Oh, what became of forever?
Oh,
what became of forever? Oh, we'll never know.
Red Button is a Guppy production for Colne Radio
and is committed to a varied, equitable and truly inclusive output that properly reflects the ethnic diversity of our community audience.